for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Good morning, Arizona. And welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the House. Well, we're going to spend the next hour talking about everything precious to you, yourself, your family, and your home. And you're welcome to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. We've got Miss Alish in the broadcasting booth, the call screening station, to take your name, discover what question or remodeling or maintenance project you have around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we'll do our best to put our 45 years of Arizona building and remodeling experience to work to help you solve whatever it is you're trying to get done. 1-888-767-4348 is your invitation to jump on one of the many lines that are now currently open if you'd like to join us. We were talking about temperature of milk in the last hour and how critical it is to keep it at a certain temperature.
Well, and speaking of milk, you got a text. Thank you, Rosie, for your precious analogy of heaven.
Okay, all right.
I don't think buttermilk's going to be the focus of heaven, but, you know.
Well, I think heaven's something different for everybody.
Oh.
Right? No? God knows what we all have spent our entire life lusting after.
Longing for. Right. Here's poor Rosie some whole buttermilk.
Yeah, give that crybaby some buttermilk so he shut up and sit down.
St. Peter standing there going, Rosie, have at it.
Oh, man. Well, one of the things I want to talk to you all about, in maybe you have a room you can't keep comfortable. I took a phone call this week from someone who had just recently had an air conditioner installed, and they'd been in the house 23 years. And with the new air conditioner, now the master bedroom wasn't able to stay at a comfortable temperature. In the summer, it was too hot, and now with the cooler weather, it couldn't get warm enough for them. So maybe you've got a temperature differential between one room or another you might want to talk about. We can put our experience to work for you and see if we can't solve that for you. But here's the most important thing, because we're going to start getting the phone calls in the spring, beginning of the summer, about what I can do to control the cost of energy at my house. And air conditioning, for us living here in the valley and in the desert, air conditioning constitutes half of our summer electric bill. So this last month, November 2021, is absolutely the most perfect month on record that you could take a look at your electric bill for the month of November. Some of you may not have received it yet, but whatever your energy bill in the desert for this November was, that's your base load. You didn't have your air conditioner turned on. You didn't have your heater turned on. The electric bill you got for November was for your cooking and your television and your computers and your lighting and your bathroom exhaust fans and your water heater. It had absolutely nothing to do with your air conditioner or heater. We call that our base load. What does it take in electrical power consumption needs to satisfy your base load? And it doesn't do any good, or it does very little good, for you as a homeowner to spend dollars chasing ways to save that base load. There are things you can do. You can get rid of your incandescent bulbs and go to LEDs. You can eliminate a lot of the little phantom power suckers that are attached to your electric panel. There are things you can do. But when it comes to living in the desert in Arizona, it's the air conditioning load in the summer that people panic about.
Do you think that more efficient appliances make much difference?
They do. Energy Star appliances will make a difference on that base load.
Have you been able to tell how much money we've saved on the refrigerator since we replaced our dinosaur with the new Energy Star fridge?
I'm sorry to tell you this.
What?
But our refrigerator is open and closed so many times during the course of one day with the amount of people that are in and out of our house. No amount of efficient refrigerator is going to overcome that challenge. But it does make a difference. You know, any of those little steps you can make. But let's say that, we lost, I raised my right hand. This is the truth. We lost a 40-year-old Sub-Zero died in our kitchen.
About, it was so very sad. I love that thing. I could put a whole week's worth of groceries in.
About 3 months ago. And every time that old Sub-Zero started limping, we'd bring in the same repair person. And he'd say, "You're crazy if you ever get rid of this thing. It's built like a tank." And, you know, it was. But it finally gave up the ghost, and we had to replace it.
And in this economy and supply, you know, we went to the store and we were not able to get what we really wanted. So it doesn't quite fill the space. It doesn't quite hold the amount of groceries we'd like. And we can't configure it. We're still trying to figure it out.
The shelves just don't work. Configuration's horrible. Yeah.
So anyway.
So appliances can make a difference on that base load. But going back to your November bill, take a look at it. That's how much electricity it takes for you to live in a home, including the modern conveniences we generally consider necessary to enjoy our life. So when you're trying to save money on your electric bill, you have to look at everything above your base load, because that's where you're going to be able to make huge amounts of difference by staggering the time of day you're using the power, how much power you're using at one time, the efficiency of your air conditioning unit, as well as various tactics and strategies I don't need to go into right now for maximizing every BTU, every amp, every watt you're paying for from the utility company. So you stumbled across an interesting article about recommended temperatures by room.
Well, it was Family Handyman Tips. I get them as a little newsletter I get.
Okay.
And of course, they weren't talking about the desert at all, which I think is what gives Rosie on the House the value of Rosie on the House is
so
Arizona.
So excuse it a little bit.
Base, yeah. So they were talking about heating taking such a huge proportion of their energy bills. But that's not so much the case for us. You know, our big energy bills come in the summer.
I know a lot of people like us whose heater never goes on. You know, in Arizona, if your home is built pretty well and you're on the desert floor, your home never is going to get below about 62 or 63 degrees, because just living in the house, cooking in the house, showering in the house, the thermal energy stored in the house will keep it about that. I don't think our heater ever goes on, hardly
no,
ever.
But for some people, that's too cold.
That's too cold.
And so I just went through the rooms that they presented in this article. But I have a question for you.
Oh.
So we have two AC units, one for each end of the house, and we control them separately. But we don't control by room. Who controls by room?
You don't. I've gone through a lot of trouble to make sure we don't have to.
But do people
do proper duct work?
Because the article is all about here's where you keep your bedroom and here's what you keep your.
That gets complicated. That can be a challenge, because if you get it right in the winter, you'll have to change it all for the summer.
Yeah.
But if you were going to keep ideal temperatures, what are some of the temperatures they talk about?
Well, the pantry should be between 50 and 70 degrees. And that's, you know, I would imagine that's all year, because you got to keep your food fresh, right?
Keep the mice happy. Okay.
There's no mice in my pantry. I make sure of that.
Okay. All right.
Well, and you know, we were talking about the refrigerator and we're talking about milk. So
yes.
the fridge portion of the refrigerator should be between 35 and 38 all year round.
We learned from Tammy Baker last hour, bacterial life begins at 40.
Yeah, so you want to keep that down. The freezer should actually be at zero.
Okay.
So, and here's the difference too in the article. So the home in the winter, they're saying keep it 68.
Amen.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Can I keep it 68 in the summer?
Well, in the summer, they're saying 78.
Oh,
no, I couldn't do that.
Oh,
and
baby.
And they were saying for sleep, 65 is optimum. I like that.
That's why hospitals are kept that temperature, because it's healthier.
Oh, I didn't
That's know. My argument for super cooling. You'll live healthier. And you'll also help the utility company. And your bill will go down. And you'll live more comfortable. And the indoor air quality will be improved.
Well, there you go. So for all of us who wear sweaters in the summertime at the office and at home, you haven't quite convinced us yet. And then there was a consideration for pets. You know, if you have pets, you leave at home.
Well,
you have to leave
true.
It in kind of in a normal range. You don't want to go much on either side of 60 or 80.
60 to 80 for your pets.
Yeah. And we have our kennels in the garage so that we have the garage air conditioned. So
we've got, yeah that's our third air conditioner at home is a mini split. Which costs less to air condition our garage and keep it comfortable than it did ever cost us to put an evap cooler up there and try and keep it comfortable. Mm-hmm. So mini splits are another great option. And that's one way you can manage temperatures by room. They're called multi-head mini splits, where you have one compressor unit and multiple distribution heads. And you can actually have a thermostat in every room, and you can keep your bedroom at 68 degrees. You can keep the living room at 72 degrees. You can keep the kitchen at whatever else you'd
like. Well, what if you already have a central air conditioning?
That's
hard. Can you still add a room with a...
Like you can. You can actually supplement a central air system with a mini split if that's your only demand. That's your last option.
Okay.
That's your most expensive option to try and get it done. There are other tricks that we can have. So the temperature of your home. We do have an open line. If you'd like to call us, 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on the House.